AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the fall of Ramadi in Iraq to the Islamic State group shows Iraqi forces lack the will to fight.
The fall of Ramadi about a week ago sparked questions about the Obama administration's strategy in Iraq. Republican John McCain told CBS's Face the Nation the president has no strategy in Iraq, and his misunderstanding of the troubles in the region has been laid bare with the militants' takeover of an ancient city in Syria just days ago.
Reports are now in Palmyra. They're executing people and leaving their bodies in the streets. Meanwhile, the president of the United States is saying that the biggest enemy we have is climate change.
I'm Rita Foley.
Flooding has forced the evacuation of about 1,000 people in central Texas. A curfew is in place. Rescue crews use pontoon boats and a National Guard helicopter to pull people to safety overnight, and some were forced to their rooftops by high water. Police Chief Calvin Williams says about 70 people were arrested in the city overnight in Cleveland.
We only moved in to make arrests when things got violent and protesters refused to disperse.
It follows the not guilty verdict against a Cleveland police officer for the shooting deaths of an unarmed couple. Parts of a downtown interstate are closed in Detroit. A tanker truck exploded and caught fire. Diane Cross is with the Michigan Department of Transportation.
Hazmat crews are checking where the gasoline got into the sewer system and into the pump houses, which normally pump water off the freeway. They now have, some of them may have gasoline in them, so that has to be checked as well.
The tanker truck in Detroit was carrying 9,000 gallons of unleaded fuel. The driver was not hurt. John Nash, the mathematical genius whose struggle with schizophrenia was chronicled in the 2001 movie A Beautiful Mind, has died in a car crash in New Jersey. He was 86. Nash's wife was also killed. This is AP Radio News. One woman called it a landmark event. A group of 30 women from 15 countries crossed the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea by bus. Nobel Peace Prize winner Lema Bowie says the two Koreas need to sign a peace deal.
We call for the official end of the Korean War by replacing the 1953 Amnesty Agreement with a peace treaty as stipulated in Article 4, Paragraph 60.
The Koreas have remained divided since the 1950 to 1953 Korean War ended in an armistice and not a peace treaty. David Letterman hasn't been retired for very long.
It's beginning to look like I'm not going to get the Tonight Show.
I don't think so.
He's not completely retiring. Letterman's IndyCar team paid tribute to the former Late Show host by putting a caricature of his face on one of their cars in today's Indianapolis 500. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.